there's lots of implications with, you know, in terms of music, if you wanted to have an original song or something like that, you know, maybe you don't need the royalty free type piece. But I think it's more interesting as just a picture of where this is going. If it can write a song for you and create all the music for you, then obviously there's a lot that it can do in your own voice. And so it's weird to me because I think it's going to force creators to get a lot better than they are right now. I think humans will always pay to watch other humans do human work. Like, we'll always find that more interesting and valuable, even if, you know, AI generated is quote unquote better. That's been the case, you know, in all the art forms since forever.
Hey everybody, Roland Frazier and Ryan Dice here, and another Ryan and a Matt. So this is going to be kind of a fun, different way of doing this, but we're doing a whole lot of things with AI, and in particular, some cool things that have just been announced that I wanted to share with you guys. And we'll get this podcast up quickly, so that probably it will still not be released, even though it's been announced. But 11 Labs just did a really amazing, really 11 Labs and HeyGen have done some pretty cool things very recently that I think we haven't talked about on the podcast, and I want to share with you. Also, I want to share Delphi. So I'm going to turn it over to Matt, I think, first to talk about what we're doing with 11 Labs in terms of the voice clone, because I know we're just deleting my voice clone and redoing, because you have to delete it, and redoing it. But Matt, if you, and then Ryan, you guys can kind of go back and forth, but Matt Gray and Ryan Frazier, to kind of talk a little bit about what we're doing quickly, but just want to let people know kind of how we're doing things with AI right now, because we haven't talked about it in a while.
Emergency update AI video podcast is what this is, right?
Yep.
So if we want to start with 11 Labs, the thing that originally came out was the professional voice clone, which was on one of their cheaper tiers. I think it was like $22 a month. You got a professional voice clone, which was, it took, you know, 5 minutes of your audio and turned into this really awesome clone of you that sounded almost identical. Now it's advanced in, you know, the last few months so much that it doesn't take really any time to render those anymore. So we're deleting our professional voice clone and moving to their turbo clone while we wait for a new professional voice clone, which will be even better than just the turbo. But it's just moving so fast. It's moved from just text only to now you can do like voiceovers. So you can do inflections with someone else's voice and then layer over, say, Roland's voice on top of mine. And then it'll sound, the inflections will sound like what I said in the audio. So it doesn't have to be text only now. You can do a script with me and then put Roland's voice on it. And then also the newer thing is the new audio, the new music thing that we're talking about here, which I think Ryan knows about.
Well, I don't know about it, but I can play it.
So help me understand, Roland, while he's queuing that up. Help me, the novice, the idiot, playing the voice of the listener who doesn't know as much. What's the implication of that, of what Matt
just
said?
Let's just talk first. It's for the ability to just type in a prompt and have AI create a complete song for you. That's what this new thing is. It hasn't been released as of when we're recording this right now, but it is very imminent. They posted on Twitter on 11 Labs a few examples. So I want to show them let's skip the first two, show them the indie rock one. Now, I think it's Broke My Heart is the name of it or something like that. And then the
pop rock.
It was the maybe the third one. Yeah, Broke My Heart, and then the two after that.
Okay.
This is basically just putting in a prompt. So if you'll read them the prompt, if it shows it, and then this is the whole freaking song that got created from that. Kind of amazing.
Okay, so it's Broke My Heart is the title, and the style is smooth contemporary R&B with subtle electronic elements, featuring a pulsing 104 beats per minute drum machine beat, filtered synths, lush electric piano, and soaring strings with an intimate mood. And then let's see what that sounds like.
Wrong with being me.
I don't know if you can hear it.
Do yeah. You have to see. Even care, love gone empty, love gone.
good. Broke my heart to fill you up. It's like I'm breathing in and out. Just with this short prompt. And then second one. Well, it's out of here. Was it My Love?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indie rock with 90s influences featuring a combination of clean and distorted guitars, driving drum beats, and a prominent bass line with a moderate tempo around 120 BPM and a mix of introspective and uplifting moods, evoking a sense of nostalgia and hope.
And let's let it play just a little bit longer because you jumped around so fast. I think it's hard for people to hear just a little bit longer.
Was good with the voice, I thought.
Yeah.
You're using the toothpaste to clean your sneakers. I'm using the last of the honey for my lemon bar.
I like that when he guys starts.
It's metaphorical, even when you're upset.
Where was it?
I could let you drown.
It like grit in his voice.
Should I just approach?
Pretty surprising. You want to try the last one?
Yeah. Yeah. Now this last one is his rap. And it's insanely crazy how they did the lyrics, and it sounds pretty great. And the music, as a musical person, the music is really good. Very complex, lots of layers, lots of tracks.
And Roland, just so I understand, this is so that those prompts were put in, and it gave the lyrics and the music, the whole song. Like it was that, that one 4 or 5 line prompt. And then there's just a song with lyrics, with vocalists, with music, all in one. Boom, there you go.
Insane, right?
Yeah, nuts.
We got Turing?
Is that the song?
Turing? Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one. Okay, let me reshare my new.
Yeah.
Go on a new screen.
Apparently they didn't put this one on Twitter, so we have to get it from a different place, but...
I keep on optimizing model data to the throttle till they crown me in the model hall. Admit I've been computing and I ain't talking about just booting. I bet they'll never crack the code that it took to be this bold. That is bold. I process data and I learn it like it's gold. You listen, if you stepping up for finish, I'm alone. It's gonna be unforgettable. You're gonna need a neural process. Okay, don't have baby server and for reloading on set. Now I got a million labels. It should be streamlined. I think I'm walking with some upper layers. Sticky, the bunch you buy it where you get the test and I'm looking at a load of data sets. If it is some jump for a quick fix, man, I get it. No, but that ain't optimal. I'd rather go and line some in the sights of the blowing show, but the still not so narrow. This not so narrow.
Couldn't keep up.
I got no fucking patience till the errors go. I think I'm about to debug. The bugs.
You get to the core.
Yeah, love the vibe, let's get love. When I blow up like I'm deep learning's role. So red alert, cause that's a diverse and regular. Innovator, trailblazer, truly a pioneer. Dreamt of changing the game, now see, the vision's clear. All I ever crave.
Yeah, so I just thought it would be cool to share that with you because, is that crazy, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, and look, so... there's lots of implications with, you know, in terms of music, if you wanted to have an original song or something like that, you know, maybe you don't need the royalty free type piece. But I think it's more interesting as just a picture of where this is going. If it can write a song for you and create all the music for you, then obviously there's a lot that it can do in your own voice. And so it's weird to me because I think it's going to force creators to get a lot better than they are right now. I think humans will always pay to watch other humans do human work. Like we'll always find that more interesting and valuable, even if, you know, AI generated is quote unquote better. That's been the case, you know, in all the art forms since forever. So I don't think it's going to put artists out of business necessarily. It is going to make sure that it's going to make sure you're great. And if you're not, and you're no better than what AI could do with a couple of prompts, well, you know, now might be a good time to go, you know, see if that restaurant down the street's hiring.
Yes. Yeah, I just thought in terms of as a creator, I think it's a new way to create. So while you could have AI generate entire books and courses for you by just having a simple prompt like the ones they're showing, to have it be a co-writer to help you to be able to have it, you know, do different choruses or bridges or transpose to be specific about the things that you hear in your head that you're not able to get out through your fingers. I think that's really awesome. I think it opens tremendous creative avenues for existing artists, as well as the people who haven't yet been able to, you know, share their visions of music with the world. So I'm really excited about it. I know this is kind of a short episode. Yep, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to make one other comment before you. I know we got to run. Sam Altman gave an interview and he talked about his perception of the future of AI. And he said, there's kind of two camps, people who believe that AI is essentially going to be this other version of you, right? Where it is going to do all this stuff that you would do, like you would do it, only maybe a little bit better. And he's like, and then there's the other version of AI that's more the agent version, where you have your helper, you have your assistant helping you do things. And he did say, and I think it's interesting from his perspective, as somebody who's obviously driving this movement, he's more in the B camp, more in the, you know, creating agents. But he said, what I ultimately want is not an agent. I don't want an assistant. He's like, I want an executive. I want an executive level talent in AI form. Somebody who, yes, they can plus what I'm doing, but they can also push back if it's stupid. But somebody who I can give my unedited, unfiltered thoughts to, and they can clean it up and make it better. This to me feels like a music producer. You can enter in, oh, I kind of want, you know, this. And then there's somebody there who's actually making it real. They're making it happen. Whether it's a talent issue, I just don't know how to do the things with my fingers, or a knowledge issue, I don't know the right levers and you know, settings to put to make it have that output. They do. So if you bring amazing ideas, you're no longer restricted by some type of mechanical movement or even in-depth technical knowledge. You just need to be able to bring the ideas. I think that creates a beautiful world.
Agree. Just a couple other things you guys want to run through. I'd love to talk about the new stuff with HeyGen on the live agent. Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to talk about the voice clone, the new pro or turbo version for 11 Labs and Delphi. Just kind of briefly.
HeyGen has been since we found it. And I think will always be, based on all the updates they make and how fast they make updates, like my favorite AI tool outside of like ChatGPT or Gemini or something like that, just because they keep updating it. So now you can also do, not only can you do text to video, you can also do live streaming avatars hooked onto like a chatbot like VoiceFlow or something, or any other chatbot like that as the front end to the, you know, the back end to the chatbot. So type into the chatbot and then you can have Roland AI talking back to you directly with voice and video.
Live video, answers to questions, but from AI. Pretty crazy.
Which is pretty insane. And then they also have new things like URL to ads. So you can take your sales page and just put the URL into HeyGen, and then it'll create a bunch of ads and with video and audio directly for you to like post to like TikTok, Instagram, anything like that in those formats, just from the sales page link. And then they also now do highlight reels for like YouTube videos or any other video that you might have that you could just upload, and then it'll make highlight reels for you. So you wouldn't need another tool like Opus Pro or something like that, or an editor. Yeah. So, and these are just things they keep coming out with. So it started with just the video, and now they have all these extra new tools outside of translation, where they do the lip syncing for your lips and things.
And Matt, this is all inside of HeyGen now.
This is all inside of HeyGen. So it's like,
yeah, so
it's
interesting. You're starting to see a lot of consolidation now in these tools, and ChatGPT is doing it as well. Where it's getting to the point where it's like you just have Photoshop and Illustrator, right? You don't need a lot of the other little things. Canva did this where they just aggregated and consolidated. Now you can do it. So and we should say, HeyGen is not a sponsor. We're not an investor. It's just a tool that we use. We're plugging the hell out of them right now because it's just a great tool.
Yeah, they're awesome.
So good. So
as Delphi is also really cool.
The fact that you can take it though, and it can output the clips, the ads though. Oh my gosh, the single biggest constraint that we have on our marketing teams is fresh creative, fresh ads. And so the ability to give it a URL and spits out a bunch of ads, even if they're not great. The fact that now our team isn't starting with a blank page, I think that's a piece of this that people will forget about. They don't have to be amazing. It just has to be something to build upon.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what it is. If you have just something to work with, you can just build on from there. So that's why I love HeyGen. They keep coming up with new stuff. They're pretty great. And then the last thing is we made the Roland brain, which was Delphi, which is we took all of his content, all of his books, podcast, YouTube, and it automatically updates into Delphi when a new video or something comes out. It automatically updates the knowledge base with what was uploaded, and then it just adds to Roland's brain. So you'll always have it learning and knowing the new thing that Roland came out with. So you can ask it any questions you want, and it'll come up with the answer that it believes Roland would come out with. And we've tested it, and it's pretty freaking amazing. So you can ask it and talk to, like you're talking to Roland, we have now AI Roland brain that you can talk
to. But if we leverage HeyGen to mimic Roland's voice, then what we can do is create a bunch of videos and podcasts of Roland saying a lot of stupid and awful things, upload that to Delphi, and then you can have evil Roland.
And that's why we created it. Just for that. Yeah. Not because we wanted, you know, another version of Roland. We wanted the evil Roland.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. We're same page.
Perfect. Roland, that's cool, man. I know this needed to be a short episode for a variety of reasons, but I feel, definitely check out the 11 Labs and check out 11 Labs, see what they're doing with all this. Check out Delphi. It's a brave new world out there, friends.
We'll do one last AI update.
Yep.
And that was GPT-4.0 came out 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, not 4.0, but 4 with a little O after it, like GP440.
Which they say is 50% cheaper and some amount faster. But the 50% cheaper is pretty cool.
So that means that they're going to cut in half our GPT Plus subscription fee, probably?
Yes.
Automatically. Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah.
Who knows?
Retroactively, I think.
Who knows? I'm going to hold my breath.
That's it for today. I hope this was helpful for you guys. We'll see you next time on Business Lunch.
Hey, Roland Frazier here. If you're looking for a way to grow your business exponentially, to get more customers and ultimately increase your wealth, there's no faster way to do it than to acquire other businesses that already have the customers, products, services, teams, and media that you want. If you want to double your sales, just acquire a company that has the same sales as yours. It sounds simple, but far too many people end up starting new businesses that fail and forget that they could skip all the hard stuff and just acquire one that already exists. There's a reason why private equity firms, family offices, big companies like Apple, Google, and some of the smartest entrepreneurs on the planet do not start new businesses from scratch. They acquire already successful businesses. And when they do it, they instantly increase their sales, their profits. If they want market share, they increase that. They can get new products and services to offer all instantly. Hey, look, 90% of new businesses fail. 90%. Why not acquire an already successful business and increase your chances of success by 900%? What most people don't realize is you can acquire highly profitable businesses with no money out of your own pocket in pretty much any country in the world, regardless of your credit, and without having to go find a bunch of investors or needing any experience. Look, I've been acquiring businesses for over 30 years now, and I cover the whole process in my Epic Investing Strategy Training, and I want to give it to you 100% free. Just visit businesslunchpodcast.com/epic to get your free access to my Epic Investing Training right now while it's available.